Anyone who has ever looked longingly at the fast-moving carpool lanes while creeping in heavy traffic in the other lanes on Highway 101 ought to know about Karma. That's Karma with a C, a smartphone application that facilitates carpooling. Ann McCrary, who's promoting the rollout of the app for the Climate Protection Campaign, explains how it works.
You download it, it's free to download, and then you set up your account, which would be putting in information like email address and phone number. Then it will walk you through a little demo, and you'll put in your trip schedule, your typical commute. You can also put in one-time trips. Maybe you want to go down to a Giants game or the airport. And then you can be matched with people who are coming and going your way. You'll get a list of matches in the app. It's up to you whether you want to communicate with them.
The app also enables direct communications between its users. No texting charges apply, to arrange meeting places and confirm schedules. It also manages the modest financial exchange that is part of each trip.
Tap a couple of buttons and it starts the trip, calculating how far you're going and how much money the driver is earning from the rider. And then at the end of the trip, you simply press a button, it ends the trip, and the payment from rider to driver is automatically transferred electronically. It's $1 to get in the car and then 20 cents a mile up to mile 15. If your trip exceeds 15 miles, it then goes down to 8 cents a mile.
All levels of participation are entirely voluntary, McCrary adds, and the modest costs to the rider only offset a portion of the actual costs of any given trip.
There's no insurance implications. You're taking this on as something that you want to do, ride with someone else in the car. And the driver never makes a profit. That's one of the distinctions to make between Lyft and what we're doing. Basically, the driver and rider are sharing the cost of operating the vehicle. That dollar to get in the car, that 20 cents a mile, it's never going to be a profit-making thing for the driver. It's simply the rider's contribution to offset the cost of operating the vehicle.
Since the middle of last year, the Karma app has been getting a large-scale beta test in three Bay Area counties, Sonoma, Marin, and Contra Costa. And McCrary says 3,000 people have already downloaded the app in Sonoma County alone. Susan Hazy is one of them.
It's mostly coworkers and maybe people that we have met through Karma who are located in close proximity to Agilent. So we tend to meet at a central location and then drive together from the South County. Mostly Agilent employees, but then some county employees too.
Another enthusiastic early adopter is Taylor Beasley.
I find a reason to use it at least every day, whether it's carpooling with my coworkers to work or carpooling to lunch, just to kind of help get the name out. I tell people about it. It's really helped me out save money and save gas getting to work and just getting around in general.
Beyond the convenience and sociability factors, the big underlying benefit is fewer cars making fewer trips, with a net reduction in congestion, pollution, and greenhouse gas emissions. So far, more drivers than riders have signed on, McCrary says, and participation is growing as they expand their outreach to a younger demographic.
That's kind of our target audience, but really it can be anyone who's comfortable using a smartphone, using an app that's pretty streamlined and easy to find carpool partners.
A recently updated version of the app has streamlined the process for new participants. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.